Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners' or renters' insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Let's continue talking about the D3, D2 schools across the state. Their signing days and what's going on. Tony Anise joins us from Big Rapids, Ferris State head football coach. And man, Tony, what was it like to have a fall with no football?
Well, I missed talking with you, Bill. My goodness, it was a little bit different, I would say. I got a lot better at golf. You know, I got to watch a lot of college football on TV, which I normally didn't get an opportunity. And I even got a chance to watch some NFL games, which was kind of fun because we had six guys active in the NFL this year. So it was pretty cool to see.
So now, were you allowed to practice during the fall? Are you going to do any of those spring games or scrimmages? Or what's the status on what your football team will be able to do per D2 and GLIAC rules this spring?
Well, technically speaking, we declared our season, so then that means we can have 20 hours a week of work. Will we use 20 hours a week? Probably not, in regards to, you know, the players having what's called accountable athletic-related activities. So, you know, but we will hit the field for practice. I don't know about scrimmages. I would love to take, you know, the challenge we have is we have a class of 2019 kids who are going to be juniors in college and still freshmen on the football field because we redshirted every 2019 kid. We're going to have a 2020 class that we just recruited, you know, that just came in the fall, and they obviously, you know, really haven't seen anything that has to do with football other than a little bit of practice. And then we just recruited a 21 and signed a 2021 class. So you're going to have three class as a freshman, so I'd love to see the 19 and 20 kids, you know, be able to scrimmage somebody. Who that would be, I don't know. I talked to Coach Sturzma about it, you know, playing our freshman against whoever he wants to play. I really don't care, but I don't want to take the risk of playing our best players in any kind of game or scrimmage in April and May, and then all of a sudden you got a shoulder labrum and they're not playing in real games, you know, in September, you know. So it's a challenging situation. I'm not going to take a lot of risk with our guys. I feel like we've got a good team coming back, a lot of guys waiting now a full year to play. I'm going to have probably 20 players that are college graduates on my team, which is another crazy thing. I'm going to have one young man who's a running back that graduated in December 2019 and still waiting to play his last year. So it's interesting. It's truly a challenging time.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan. So your signing day yesterday, you look at this 2021 class. You mentioned the bonus year now will create depth and a lot of competition. What about the newcomers? Highlights from your class of 2021 at Ferris?
Well, I think it's a really good class, but, you know, everybody says that this time of year. I don't know. There's some 24/7 formula that rated us as the number one D2 class in the nation. I don't know where that comes from, and I don't know how that assessment is made. But I think our coaches did a great job recruiting, you know, really good high school football players. You know, we got seven from West Michigan. We only took 28 kids, and some of our opponents, you know, were in the 40s, which is crazy. But we only took 28, seven from West Michigan, eight from Florida, one from Georgia, the rest all from Michigan. But we got good balance. We've got some really good speed guys. We tend to get speed guys in Florida. We didn't get any, you know, linemen, offensive or defensive linemen, Florida or Georgia, but they're all skill athletic guys. Love them, but we also love the, you know, the seven guys we got from West Michigan. Four are quarterbacks. Two will give a shot at winning the quarterback job, too, will be changed positions. But Brady Rose, we got, who's, you know, one of the grittiest, toughest high school quarterbacks I've ever seen, high school football players I've ever seen. We'll probably move him to slot. And then we got Amari Crowley from Muskegon High School. Brady's from Mona Shores. And they're both quarterbacks. We'll move Crowley to receiver. And then Carson Golker from Zeeland West. Love him and his skill set. And Trinidad Chambliss from Forest Hills Northern. So all four quarterbacks. And then, you know, two of them will play quarterback. Two of them will move to different positions. Mitch Middleton from Middleville, we got as a kicker. Like him. Jake Plamondon from Ludington is a tight end H. And then Makai Matthews is from Wyoming. And we really like him as well. So feel good about the West Michigan guys. Always put a big emphasis on getting West Michigan kids, and we've had great success with them.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University. Before you know it, it will be the fall, and hopefully the pandemic will be in the rearview mirror, and we'll have the crowds and the bands and a lot happening at Top Taggart Field. Tony, good to hear your voice. My best to you and your family, and we'll catch up soon.
Same to you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tony Anise joining us on the DraftKings guest line.